Welcome to Atlanta.
What's up, 1515? That probably presents the Rundown Love and Hip Hop Atlanta, the official unofficial podcast of Mona Scott Young's Love and Hip Hop series. I'm one of your hosts, John Robinson, joined by the lovely and talented Michelle Antoinette. How you doing, sweetie?
I am okay. How about yourself?
I am doing good. Doing good. I feel like I need to make this announcement at the top of this pod. I would do it at the bottom of this pod. About a month ago, I said I will be taking a break from podding in November.
Yes, you did.
With that said, I don't want to start anything I can't finish. Therefore, if any, I don't care if it's a reunion, a spinoff or whatever, Love and Hip Hop come, we won't be covering it until after this hiatus. I'm just letting y'all know. So if they come in July or August, it looks like they're already cooking up storylines with Sukiana and Ray J. And then Alexis Sky is jumping in with this man DC's and Yandy situation.
Yandy thing, I saw that.
Yeah, y'all just gonna have to wait. I'm just letting y'all know right now. But this is season 11, episode 31, Hard Pressed. And I ain't gonna hold y'all. I really want to know what's production's deal with a lot of these things, because we got back-to-back fashion shows. We didn't know none of these people were doing fashion shows, like getting into
this. Well, I actually saw Rashida's online.
But you mean on
the episode, yes. Like they never mentioned that this no. was going on. It's because, you know what I really want the producers and everybody of Love & Hip Hop to do? Hire new people is what I want y'all to do. Because fire some people. So hiring people like production team, whatever, behind the scenes team. As far as castmates, either demote some people or pick five couples to focus on, or four couples, or whatever the case may be.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Because y'all giving us all this stuff and we're not focused on these people. And I say that meaning like we barely paid attention. We barely had anything on Rashida and Kirk this whole season. And now you gave me this beautiful fashion show.
Yes.
That looked really well. And actually, when I saw her posted on her Instagram, I commented like, I hope the cameras was there, because this is prior to her coming back, I think.
Yeah.
I was like, I hope the cameras was there, because this is the stuff we really want to see.
Mm-hmm.
And when they wasn't showing it to see like her talking about it, I was like, I guess they didn't show, like they didn't, you know, record it.
Yeah.
So I didn't think shit of it. And then here come boom. Because the fashion show, when she showed it on her IG, looked amazing. Atlanta star study.
Mm-hmm.
It looked like a good time. It looked legit. We all know that she got fashions at Pressed. If you ever follow her, she showcased her own clothes from Pressed, like the stuff from there. So I'm like, this makes sense for you.
Yeah.
But yeah, y'all got too much going on. I don't know if y'all just got too many castmates or...
I think
y'all y'all got too much information and don't know what to do with it.
It's something. We start things off with the Frost family photo shoot. We get Santana's getting ready to drop some projects, and Scrappy doesn't want to talk to someone. We don't know who that is. Could have been Diamond, could have been Bambi. And we don't think that's just my little bit, because there's a lot I think like, oh, we could have did this in the season. Carly wants to know why Jessica went crazy at the fashion show when Kai broke out the rings. Well, Jessica doesn't like Kai, and he doesn't like, and she feels he don't like her, because she calls him out on his BS. Plus, there's another man who was making Carly happy, and that was Summers, the guy that she went on the date with. But that don't matter, because Carly loves her some Kai for some reason. I can't figure it out. It doesn't make it. Both of them are too grown for, he cheated on me. Now I want to get my lick back. That's all. Don't use me like
not.
That. If I'm Summers, we not cool no more. You know how I feel about you. We not. No, we ain't doing that.
Carly, you're not going to cheat on me and I'm going to sit here either. Yes. Now, I know cheating is not necessarily a deal breaker for some people. For me, I have to be honest with myself. I don't think I can get past it, which is why I think it would be a deal breaker for me. Because I will struggle to trust you again. And you're not going to play on my insecurities like that. Like, I don't want to be worried about every time you leave the house, what you doing, or you came in late, or I call you in the background and I hit this when I probably wasn't worried about it before. You know what I'm saying?
Yep.
I don't think that I can come back to somebody who has cheated on me. I don't know if I could do that.
Yeah, that's about it for this scene. Jessica's helping Rashida pick out some models for her fashion show, and Carly is happy that her and Spice are in a good place. And I think the other thing, were you surprised, or how surprised were you that Jessica admitted that she still loves Nick Cannon?
I wasn't surprised, per se. I guess either. I was like, letting her tell it how long they had been together. Nick seems like a charming person, apparently, because he got all the women's that was with him. He seemed like a caring person. He probably showed her the world and more. He probably was a good dude for her. He just, I don't know. I don't want to say don't be faithful, because was he cheating on him? I don't even know how this works.
Yeah, we don't know. Like, did he mess with somebody that she didn't get introduced to first or something?
Yeah, so I'm like, I feel like he seemed like a person that you would have a good time with, have a good relationship, have good conversations with, etc. And y'all was together for an excessive amount of time. So I can see you being like, I kind of miss that.
Santana meets with Rennie and Sierra. The reason he didn't go to Canada was because he didn't want to be in that environment. We learned that he didn't want to be in a relationship with Zell. And not just with Zell, he just didn't want to be in a relationship, period. And he told Zell that. He ended up cheating on Zell because he wasn't ready for a relationship. You know, Zell, and then they get into talking about how Zell is acting on social media, how he's out, he's hurting, obviously, now he's lashing out, which Saucy Santana isn't cool with.
I got questions.
Santana says he's just living his life by posting his new man, and he's done with Zell, but he might perform at Rashida's fashion show that Zell would be at. What are your questions?
Or statement, whatever. There's no amount of convincing that you can do to make me be in a relationship when I don't want to be in a relationship.
Yeah, but that's like, I think you're coming from a healthy mindset. And I think it's easier for people to prey on other people to be like, oh, you really like me, right? Case in point, side story. Me and this girl was talking. And I think about this sometimes. It's like, damn, she really just didn't care, huh? We were talking. Met her when I used to work at the Bowling Alley. So this is years ago. And she really liked me. One thing led to another. We had slept together a couple of times. And I remember her saying, like, I'll just come over and hang out with you because you're never going to take me out. Like, so she just accepted what it was. Now, after she said that, I was like, we can't. No, I just fell off of it, whatever. But she's in a mindset that maybe Zell was in. Just like, I'll take you any way I can get you, even though I know you don't even want this. Or maybe I can convince you. You know what I mean? Women be like, he said he don't want a girlfriend, but then if I suck him a fucking right.
I say that meaning, like, at some point, you said, okay, we could be in a relationship, right? Mm-hmm. Because how can you cheat on somebody you're not with? So that's kind of like I didn't want to be like, I told Zell that, then you should have stopped fucking with Zell in that regard to make him believe that y'all was in a relationship. So the fact that you can openly say, I cheated on him because you got into a relationship, which is how you cheated, because if you was never in a relationship, you could have never cheated. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's one thing that we can do what we doing and you going to respect how I feel. And therefore, you can't be out here mad about shit I'm doing. Because we're not together. We've established we're not going to be in a relationship. I'm going to do me. If you want to be on my side, one of my few, then sure. But you allowed this man to convince you to be in a relationship that you didn't want to be in. And now you're looking at him as like, oh, you're doing too much. You knew I didn't want to be in a relationship, but you still got in.
Yeah.
You still got in the relationship.
Yeah. Zell is wrong for not listening to Santana in the beginning. Santana is wrong for
continuing for
going back on what he said. If you don't want to be in a relationship, don't be in a relationship. And then not respecting the relationship while he was in it. Because he could have just left it.
If you're going to be in a relationship, then you should have just been in a relationship. If you didn't want to be, you should never got in it. Because now you some point was like, okay, we can be in a relationship. You already knew this man liked you. Now you done put a label on it. He is head over heels. Yeah. Now. Like, this is it. Yeah, yep. And you wonder why he going crazy. Because this man loves you.
Yeah, he did.
You know what I'm saying? And you let him believe that y'all was going to be in this relationship and be great.
Forever.
That's not nice.
Scrappy invites Mendeecees and Kirk to a day of self-pampering and some foot punai.
Why Scrappy such a Negro? Because what?
So Scrappy is living his best single life right now. And he just served Bambi for writing a book with lies. She wrote a children's book. He says he doesn't go into details, maybe because you got to read the legal documents or whatever. Anyway, he's going to perform at the fashion show as long as he doesn't have to be around Bambi. And but that was all for him. And DC's and Yandy's standing on the same page, but he'll try to make it work. Right. And Kirk really didn't chime in too much on this scene. This is the beginning of it for me with the Scrappy storyline. And I'll save it when we get to Bambi. But I think production did a disservice if what you were doing was Scrappy's got Diamond. Then he hangs out with Erica, who we haven't seen in a minute. And then he's living good. He's throwing these little single parties, whatever he's doing. And then have it crash in the last scene. I was like, well, what the hell's going on? What, like, what story were y'all trying to tell us? Were y'all trying to say it was all a lie or right. what? And I feel like there should have been a better way to do Scrappy and Bambi this year. We'll get into it. So the Press ATL first fashion show is getting ready, and Jessica and Bambi will help pick out the talent with Kirk and Rashida. And there was somebody else. I don't ever remember if they put the name up. Speaking of name, I did not catch this. I didn't go back. I saw this. Apparently, Rashida has a tattoo of Kirk's name on her. I didn't see it, but everybody was like, I didn't know she had his name on him. Did you?
So thing, I guess. So. That's another thing I'm not going to do is get somebody's name tatted on me.
Yeah. I was surprised that most of the women were slim thick. There was like one big girl. I thought we was going to get all shapes and sizes. This is Atlanta. So, but from what they showed us for auditioning. Jessica really said Kirk and Rashida are couple goals. Nobody is my couple goal. I know what goals I have for my relationship, because you don't know the ins and outs of nobody else's relationship. Mm-hmm. So you just get what you see. Bambi details her having to go back to court for the book, and she doesn't believe that Scrappy even read this book, which is wild. It's a children's book. I mean, it's believable, but I'm like, fam, you could just read that real quick. Maybe Mama D read it.
It's probably 10 pages.
Yeah. Mama D read it. This is a side tangent. I could have said this for equal opposites, but we're a children's book. If you were to catch one, you only get one. I'm going to give you two options. Would you rather have a children's book that goes throughout ages? Like, for instance, Goodnight Moon. When my guy had his daughter in 2006, they were reading her this book. And this book is like from the 60s, right? Or would you rather catch a Christmas song that stands the test of time?
Christmas song.
I think the children's book, I don't know if it's going to be more lucrative. It's just, I get all year round. It's not like you waiting for Christmas time. Like Mariah Carey caught one, don't get me wrong. And I'm pretty sure it's probably made more off that song than any children's book author. Not any, but you know what I'm saying. All right. This fashion show. Rashida's anxious about the show. We learned that Jessica had her first doctor's appointment and she has a baby daddy, but she's going to keep that on the low. Zell hasn't seen Santana since the fight. And this is, they jumped around. I didn't even like how they shot this scene until we get like into it. Spice greets Carly and tells Shekinah about making up with Carly. And what's Shekinah do the same thing? And Shekinah's like, nah, I tried that. She threw a bottle at me. She said, I'm sleeping with a married man. Nah, we good. Zell was being messy. Zell was like, well, we should invite Carly over. Because he was sitting next to Spice and Shekinah. And Spice said, no, we are not doing that before the show. So let's get into the show.
Thank you.
I was really happy for that. I wrote, is Jessica topless? Amy's topless?
Yes.
Not Bambi. She has pasties.
She said, I am a mother.
I am not fashion person. My question to those who put on fashion shows like this, how worried are you that the focus is not on the clothes and it's on the breasts? Because maybe after, what's old girl? Jessica, if she came out first, you'd be like, oh, okay. And then Amy did, you'd be like, oh, well, all right. I already saw a bare breast back there. This is a bare. Because I like, would that take the focus off the clothes?
In my head, it was just why? Because you're not going to wear the clothes without, you're not going to wear the clothes.
You're right. That's another good point.
Why even show it that way?
Yeah. Everyone loves the looks. Santana performs and that throws Zell off.
The looks were cute, though. The looks were cute.
Then Scrappy performs Problems and Bambi is seen enjoying the song because she is not a hater. Rashida performs Marry Me, with the senior knees, no pussy pat. Where was the pussy pat? That was her move, her iconic pussy pat in the video for Make 'Em. Do you think Make 'Em Wanna Marry Me is what would be the equivalent? I'm not gonna say Crucial Conflicts, hey, because that song was big everywhere. So, what is a Chicago staple where you like this song was really huge here, but it didn't really go anywhere else? I don't know.
You know what? I don't know, because songs that I've like
Three Piece Ooh Ah,
for instance, Ooh Ah, it's certain songs that I think really just be here. Mm-hmm. And to know like Ooh Ah made it to Florida, like it was just like, oh, y'all knew this song? Yeah. I really thought this was a Chicago ass song. though dead ass.
What about Jane Doe? That got big. Jane Doe was bigger than Marry Me, right? But if y'all know Public Announcements, Jane Doe was a really big song.
Is that just a Chicago song?
Y'all let us know. We still got social media. Y'all can still hit us up.
Yo, yeah, that would probably be a good boy. That used to be my jam.
Yeah. So Zelle gets a minute along with Santana.
You know what that reminds? Okay, I'm sorry, but you know what that reminds me of, and not like lyrically, not like that, but like, this little game we play. Like 702 and Subway. For some reason, I guess it's the back and forth, like the girl and the guy thing.
Yes.
And just like, it just being like a hood classic. That's what that reminded me of. And I'm so mad. No, because y'all, I like y'all. But I wanted Nelly and Ashanti not to touch that song, okay? Because why? Why?
Yeah. I was going to say, could Subway be that? Then I, before you even jumped in, I said, well, no, because Subway has been sampled. And we know who 702 is. And nobody, not, I shouldn't say nobody, I don't think anybody will sample Marry Me. That's what I would say. Let's see. Zell gets a minute along with Santana after 4 or 5 drinks. He misses. This is what I don't like either. And take this however y'all want. I don't drink. But I would be upset that you needed to drink to get tell me how you really feel. So he's like, I miss you. I'm sorry for being disrespectful. Santana's over it. They go back and forth over about disrespect. And then Zell gets it. He moved all the way to Atlanta for someone who don't want him. So that's the end of that chapter, y'all. Chaotic is being extra after seeing topless Amy. They take some shots for Kirk and Rashida. And this is the thing, too, that bothers me. Scrappy calling, what's her girl name? Sorry, what's her girl? Bambi, baby mama number 2. And he said, not an ex-wife, never married. What is that about? Are you lying to yourself? What is going on here? So Kirk tries to explain that they, no matter what they're going through, they still got to communicate.
Mm-hmm.
And then Scrappy says, you know why I like Rashida? Because she's going to stay with Kirk no matter what. And Rashida's like, don't do that. No, I'm not. I know it looked like it, but I if he mess up again.
Also, is that what you want? You want to be able to do whatever you want to do?
A lot of men do. A lot of men with his mentality who like just like, I should be able to mess up because you said you're going to be there forever. And you're like, fam, what are we doing? So Bambi pulls up, and this is where Brittany announces that she's pregnant. Why is she walking around with a pee stick? What is we doing? You can just say I'm pregnant. We believe you.
I don't need the stick, baby. It is not doing what you thought it was going to do.
And Rashida thought about the Stevie J moment with Jocelyn and Mimi. Did you see Mimi and Ralph hanging out? They said they swapped partners.
Mimi and who?
Ralph Pittman, Drew Sidora's soon-to-be ex-husband. Who's been looked?
Not they swapped partners.
Because Drew is rumored to have messed with Ty. That's her name. Yeah. I
shout out to Ty, who's now the Chicago Sky shit.
Yeah. All right. Can we pause for a second? I forgot what we were talking about on my way home the other day. I was talking to Sarah, and we were digging deep into some love and hip hop lore. And I tell y'all the names I was coming with, like, and then remember such a, and I said, see. This is what I've been doing the last 11 years. I have so much love and hip hop knowledge. And I was like, why do I remember this? Why do I know this part?
I don't remember nobody's names. You got to give me their whole storyline. I'm like, oh, yeah. Huh, I remember that.
Oh, we was watching a YouTube video where I like to watch DJ videos, but this person was doing music videos with it. Instead of, it wasn't like a DJ spinning records or nothing like that. And Keisha Cole was on there. And I said, damn, she was on Love & Hip Hop Hollywood. Like she was. Yes, she was on there. And now she's like, don't be mad because I'm dating this 24-year-old. And I'm like, what is going on with you and these young ass dudes? What's up?
She likes what she likes.
Yeah, everyone is happy for Rennie. Scrappy shows back up. They try to force him and Bambi to shake hands, hug,
be childish. Stop making me do stuff y'all know I don't want to do. We can be in the same building and not have to do all of this.
Scrappy denies both the handshake, and a hug, and then they do a fist bump. They both agree that both of them are good parents. But Bambi, she be having text messages. That's what Scrappy says. He refuses to go say anything negative. But then he says, she is just like my mom. What does that say?
he was like, you more like my mom, like you think. Because she
started,
like,
more do you think?
Yes, I guess started talking about his mom and him being like, you talking mad shit, but you more like her than you think you are.
Is that why Mama D and Bambi don't get along? Because, you know, they're like, if you too much alike, y'all butt heads because you're a mirror. You don't like seeing that. on a scale of 1 to 10. Not a scale of 1 to 10. How well does it work when you tell somebody you just mad because you can't have sex with me again? As if, does anybody ever admit, like, you know what? That is part of it. I ain't going to hold you. Because Alan did it to Amara, and then I think Bambi does it to Scrappy, and he's like, I don't care if I don't get it again. I don't care about that.
I don't know why people say that. Are you mad because you can't fuck me? No. You think that's a stop.
Yeah.
Like, just stop.
She says you won't find another woman like her. He said, God bless you, cuz. And then Spice was like, I think he's just hurt. And Bambi goes on this tangent about how, y'all see how he can act and do this and blow up. But if I do that, I'm bitter and I'm this and I'm that and I'm the third. But that is it, guys, because we, unlike Miami, get an official wrap up. We haven't seen one of these in a while.
Yeah. I was like, look at this little wrap up here.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever asked you, which wrap up do you like better? The Love and Hip Hop style of talking, narrating your wrap up, or the Real Housewives Breakfast Club, like they put some words on the bottom of your, like, oh, this is what they're up to.
I think I like the narration better, mm-hmm. only because they show you like clips of like throughout the season.
Yeah.
Usually when you watch like Real Housewives, it just pauses the screen. The scene, it's whatever that last scene is that they added, y'all at a party, and then it's giving early 2000 movies, you know, like,
yeah.
And I'm hopeful today, whatever that song is. Like, it's giving that, and I don't like that.
What was I watching? Because you brought up movies, and I said, I don't think we realized the impact Sister Act 2 had on the Black community.
Listen.
Man, I saw somebody be like, plethora, that's a big word. And I said, Phil, you got it for Sister Act 2. We all learned it from Sister Act 2.
Plethora. And what else did I get? Was it eclectic? I think it was eclectic.
Might be, yeah.
But it's so funny you say that because, no, Sister Act 2 really did have a whole... I was scrolling on TikTok and they were karaokeing at wherever club they were at, these people. Mm-hmm. And I guess they picked Sister Act 2, Joyful, Joyful, yes, as their karaoke song. And I was like, you don't understand. You don't be in my basement when me and my friends are kicking it, because I promise you, at some point during the night, we're going to play Joyful, Joyful, or any of the songs from Sister Act 2, for that matter, right? But it was the person, like, and it was like a click of them, I guess, and it was them singing it, and then they did the entire song with the choreography, okay? And then you can see, like, the people in the club getting up and doing it with them, and then as soon as it got to the rap, this one, I think he was Asian, maybe? He came out and hit this rap, right? And I was just so tickled because I'm like, Black people know they love them some Sister Act 2, right?
Yes.
And I was like, this is me and my friends. How come we never did Sister Act 2 for karaoke as much as we do karaoke? I'm so upset at us.
Okay, I got the quote. Sketch, eclectic, Margaret. What's that, Frankie? You plug your box in the wall and it gives you power, stupid. There we go. Yes. All right.
That's electric, stupid.
Mm-hmm. Let's see. Spice is happy. We'll go back to the wrap-ups. Spice happy she was able to get past her dark place. Carly needs time, and she realized that this season she's not alone. She got all sorts of friends. Bambi won't be broken by scrapping his family. Rennie thinks that the baby is going to be the end of her pain that started when her mama passed away. We will see a lot more of Amy Luciani in the future. Zell is hopeful when it comes to love. Jessica is her own Cinderella. Yandy prays Mendices will be by her side. And Rashida will be more lit with Kirk, since y'all haters. I feel like I skipped a scene. Maybe it was like a throwaway and I didn't write it in there. Did we skip this scene? Yes, we did. Yandy is tired of taking shots. Remember, she was taking the shots.
And
Keisha starts to cry.
Yo, she wild, B. Like, Yandy said, fuck my husband. Yeah. I'm doing what I want.
So the next step was for them to find a donor and a surrogate. And then Yandy was like, I wish Mendici was here. I wish he was more supportive. I was like, all right, I guess. We do have some news and rumors before we get out of here. I was like, I know I wrote something. So Ray J has a face tattoo that I don't believe this is real, but whatever. That's not really news. He just got a face. Either it's a midlife crisis. Alexa Scott.
What is it a tattoo of?
I forgot what it is. It's like some little picture there. It's like, he's trying to be like Danger now. Oh, man. He was like, Bambi
Danger.
Didn't like...
She smashed the home. Where is Danger? Okay, sorry.
Yeah, she was before her time. It got some stars and something else on it. Put the fuck
up. Is this like a big tattoo?
Yes, on one of his cheeks.
Y'all so foolish.
Stars under his eyes, his kids' names under his ears, and a P on the side of his head, and a big black letter T on his cheek. So, again, I believe it when if it's still here in like 6 more months. Alexa Sky had to issue an apology after her friend claimed Mendices is cheating on Yandy Smith during her live stream. We will pause here. Your friend is dumb. Because, seriously, your friend got to realize you the star in this group.
Yeah.
Why am I making shit hot for you? Anyway, the friend said, Mendices has been cheating on Yandy since they got on Love & Hip Hop Atlanta. And I know a couple of women that he was looking at. Let me tell you something. Yandy ain't exciting him no more. I've gotten calls from people on the show. And I've gotten calls from people in the streets. Yandy.
Why did he bring this up?
It makes no sense. I don't know. It was
like, how did we even get here?
I don't know.
I saw her apology and then I like scrolled to see. I remember seeing how we got here. I was like, okay, go ahead.
Alexa Scott took accountability for the allegations shared by a friend and said, I wanted to address what happened on my live last night and take accountability for what happened. First and foremost, I want to apologize to Mendices and Yandy about speaking on their marriage. I know I didn't really say anything, but being present in that situation is not okay. I've been working on myself for the past 2 years. I don't even partake in things like this. We were on a live having fun time, just talking about different topics. I was very unaware that this topic was going to come up, and I was in shock. So
you could have stopped him while he was talking about it, though. You was just like,
yeah,
going along with it. And then he came and was like, but the food good, I want a free plate. And she was like, you think she gonna give you a free plate after that? Like, girl, you could have stopped him. Like, no, that's not what we doing here. Well, yeah. You can let him get the whole I had to move to the next slide.
Mm-hmm. And then rapper Sukiyana has been arrested on drug charges in Florida. According to reports, Sukiyana, born Destiny Henderson, was arrested in Florida and charged with 2 accounts of possession and intent to sell ecstasy and codeine. At the time of this report, it is unclear if she's been released on bond. And this was earlier today, April 25th, as we record this. So Sukiyana's team has yet to address the arrest. However, just yesterday, things seemed all well for the entertainer, as she posted a few times on her social media account. So that is that. All right. That is the episode. I hope you guys enjoyed it. You can tweet me at one and only. You can tweet Shell.
As a Shell, you can follow me on Instagram. Follow me on the Snappity Chat at iMeas with the Z Shell.
Make sure you follow the website 1515F. Check out other podcasts. Rate, review, subscribe, support on Patreon. Until next time, guys. I say peace. She says
bye.